Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, I'm very pleased to announce a new feature from Pardes. It's a video blog, also known as a vlog, and it features Rabbi Daniel Landis with his thoughts on the events of the day. The name of the video blog is Shtender Thoughts, and you can read it online or watch it online because it's a series of videos at shtenderthoughts.pardes.org. That's shtenderthoughts, shtenderthoughts.pardes, pardes.org. In the coming weeks, we're also going to make it available as a video podcast, but right now you can watch it online, and if you wish, download to your video iPod. It's a series of videos via YouTube. This week, Rabbi Daniel Landis, in addition to his video podcast, is presenting this podcast for Pardes from Jerusalem. And in it, he will be discussing Parshat Vayera. Rabbi Daniel Landis is the Rosh HaYeshiva and director of the Pardes Institute. And now, Rabbi Daniel Landis.
Thank you, Larry. This week's Parsha could not be more appropriate. Events of the day. Parsha talks about the beginning of God's wrath poured upon Egypt. But immediately, Jews stop themselves when they look at the Parsha, and thank God, Jews even, as it were, kivyachol, question God. Kosher Baruch Hu says, Holim Basabihi, says to Moshe, chapter 7, verse 3, Perek Zion, Pasuk Gimel, Vani Akshe and Lev Paro, I will harden Pharaoh's heart. V'herbeiti et ototai v'et moftai b'eretz Mitzrayim. And therefore, thereupon, I will increase my signs, my miraculous activities in the land of Egypt. Because Pharaoh will refuse to do what he needs to do, let the people go. And therefore, I will increase my signs. And the moral question is, how can God do this? Isn't God taking away from Pharaoh the choice? Another way of asking that is God going to use disproportionate violence against Egypt, against Pharaoh's regime, not giving Pharaoh a chance? And as we look at the Parsha and we answer that question, which revolves around God, and it's the issue of theodicy, of God's judgment, of God's justice, it's a relevant conversation at all times, but even more so today. When we think about when the state of Israel is accused of disproportionate violence against those that it attacks in order to defend itself. So the issue is not defense, but is it, do we go overboard? Is God going overboard? Do we go overboard? So the classic, many classic commentaries, you know them, some of you know them, but they are terrific to review, and perhaps we can add something to them. Rashi comments that the Me'achar Shehershiav Hitris Kenegdi, Rashi says that the actions of Egypt, Pharaoh, was actions of evil, actions of rebellion against the laws of justice. The Goy Lefonai She'ein Nachat Ruach Be'umot Litait Lev Shalem L'shuv. And it's revealed before me that there is no true desire among certain nations, certain states, certain entities, to give a wholehearted, lev shalem, wholeheartedness, to turn away from their evil path. Tov shit kashel libo, manhar bopo ototai. It's better that this heart be hardened, that their resolve be increased, in order that I should show my signs. V'takiru otam et gevurati, that they understand, meaning these nations or these entities, my power. And here it's a fantastic explanation. Certainly tshuva is always open, but there are those who pretend to turn away from a path. They operate, they say, we'll make a truce, we'll make a hudna, we'll make an interregnum. But they themselves, as they say it's only in order to regroup, and it's only in order to do evil afterwards, to send missiles over to kindergartens and to innocent people. And therefore, perhaps it's better that their resolve be there, Rashi would say, that their resolve be there, and so that actually that they feel the might of those who battle for justice. If not, everyone will always be in a interregnum period, which only leads to another war, and perhaps a worse war, and perhaps a war in which those who are righteous die. So is Rashi. The Ibn Ezra has a terrific explanation, and his explanation is as follows, again answering the question. The question of how can God harden the heart? And before I do Ibn Ezra, maybe I just should interrupt and say that we all know that the first five makot, the first five plagues, it doesn't say that God hardens the heart, it says Pharaoh hardened his own heart. This is very important. Pharaoh's given time after time, five times, five major times, he's given the opportunity to change his direction. The change of direction would be welcome, as according to how the verses work in terms of very careful analysis. They would be welcome. There's no setup in this first five. And as many Mephoshim explained, the first five is his Bechira Chavshiv, is his free will. Let him choose the right path with those entities that are working in the wrong direction, that are doing evil, that are trying to hurt the innocent and the weak and the weak, let them change from their path. That would be fantastic. It's only the second five, if they don't, that God says he hardens the heart, and we saw Rashi's explanation in order, because even at that point, if they would do tshuva, it would not be a real tshuva. Another explanation from some of the Rishonim, early commentators, is at a certain point, God just pushes you on the path that you have already chosen. That's actually a consequence of free will. It's a consequence of your own choosing. And once you've gone in a certain direction, then okay, that will be the direction that will be exemplified. We'll let you go in that direction. We won't stop you from that direction. Ibn Ezra has a different explanation. Kitam akashet libo, lizbol atamakot. I will harden his heart in order to be able to bear and to tolerate these plagues. He quotes it. He doesn't believe it's correct. V'lo devar nechona, it's not correct. However, other commentaries, commentators such as the Elbow and his Ikarim, actually understand it that way. The Sforno himself has accepted it as a correct explanation. But what is an explanation that Ibn Ezra doesn't like? And the Sforno takes, and the Ikarim, the Elbow, also takes. And that's explanation that God hardens the notion of toughens the heart of Pharaoh so that he can bear what's going on. And that's actually a fascinating explanation. In other words, the problem philosophically with God hardening Pharaoh's heart is taking away free will. On the other hand, the notion of makot, the notion of plagues, the notion of this disproportionate violence seems to take away from Pharaoh his free will in the other direction. Gosh, in face of such total superiority, so many different ways in which God in the biblical story, that God punishes Pharaoh, of course, any reasonable person would feel weak and feel that they can't make any other choice but to cave in to what Moshe is telling them. By toughening, understanding the notion of Vani Akshet Lev Paro, and I, God, will harden Pharaoh's heart. I will toughen his heart. I will allow him the capacity to toughen it out. I give him actually his choice back. He won't be merely reactive to the punishing barrage of power that I show him, he will make his choice on the merits of the case. So too we see in the present situation. It's as if they have a tremendous resolve, those are the terrorist organizations, a tremendous resolve. This resolve allows them to toughen it out. The truth of the matter is they really don't care what happens to their people. And so they toughen it out. They stay in their own safe bunkers, those who run the country, and they can make the choice of what to do, of really whether or not to say that this is a dead end, this is a destructive end, we've made a mistake, let's try over, let's respond to the possibilities of not just a truce, but of real peace, lasting peace, true peace, let's do that. And so far, they are making, as it were, their true choice. They're making the choice to continue. People criticize Israel by saying we are hardening their resolve. Well, let's harden their resolve and let them make a choice. And hopefully that would be a choice for peace. There are those of us who still pray that all of us pray that they will make a choice for peace. Nachmanides' explanation. Nachmanides says, repeats the notion that the first five are times of the plagues. They are truly, truly Pharaoh's own choice. They are truly the fact that he hardens his own heart. And the last five, he really quotes Maimonides. And as he understands Maimonides, is that even though tshuva is a principle, being able to turn away is a principle that we embrace as at the core of our ethical being, there are unique cases in which a person has given up their right to tshuva. They have given up their tshuva option, their change option. They have committed, in Maimonides' terms, which Nachmanides cites, they have either committed such a grievous sin or so many grievous sins that this part of elemental humanity, since they have denied their humanity, this part of elemental humanity, choice, is now taken away from them. I think in this case, this is the place where there's a break between the parshanut here, explanation of God's doing, and as explained by Maimonides and Nachmanides, and our present situation. Those of the leadership in Gaza and elsewhere in the terrorist organizations have the choice. No one has taken a choice away from them. They can make this decision. Everything can be turned around in an instant. There is a tremendous willingness on the part of the Jewish people, of the people of Israel, to make this work. That's why that these makot that we are now inflicting on Gaza are limited in comparison to the makot that they try to inflict upon us, the plagues that they plague us with. We're directed to their soldiers, and not their soldiers, to their terrorists. We're directed towards their engines of destruction. We go for their powerful. They go, on the other hand, for their weak, and they protect themselves with their own weak by using human shields. This is a very big, very big difference. V'ani akshed lev paro, I hardened Pharaoh's heart. In the end, hearts can be made soft. Hearts can change. Hearts can resolve a situation differently. It's the firm hope, it's the firm belief of the Jewish people, of the people of Israel, that these hearts of the terrorists, even their hearts, can be turned around. But if it's not a true peace in the direction that they will go, if it's the fact that their resolve to destroy the Jewish people is still there, then they will be met with a firmer resolve on our part, and we will take it as far as it needs to go. These are difficult times, but if one thing the biblical text tells us is that the Jewish people have always lived in difficult times, with resolve and on our own of taking care of ourselves, with belief in God, with still a hope for ultimate justice, and that we keep the ways of tshuva, of return, always open, we can pray for a better future. I hope that this week will bring us into a real Shabbat Shalom, a Sabbath of peace. Thank you very much, and thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Rabbi Landes. Your comments on the podcast are always appreciated, so please send an email to podcasts@pardesusa.org. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.